And now this is a dictation for Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Dowdell, D-O-W-D-E-L-L, September 5, 1949. Address as a letter to Cora, C-O-R-A, Pavlik, P as in Paul, A, V as in Victor, L-I-K, A421110. Dear Cora, follow up for Terry. Chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, and prior renal artery stenosis. Last visit in May. He takes indomethacin off and on, probably once every 2-3 months for question gout, although what he describes sounds more like joint pain more than inflammatory changes. No hospital emergency room visit. I did an extensive review, system being negative. He remains on Diamox, D-I-A-M-O-X, for seizures. Medication list review, Norvasc, Crestor, Glipizide. Blood pressure by nurse, 137.73, weight is stable at 180. Alert oriented time 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no ascites, edema. I don't see any joint inflammatory changes. Next paragraph, chemistries, November, creatinine 1.6, which is baseline. No anemia. High triglycerides and low HDL. Increase of TSH, but free T4 not available. Sodium potassium normal. There is metabolic acidosis with high chloride, likely from the Diamox. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3, GFR 45, stable, no progression. Underlying diabetes, hypertension. Documented right-sided renal artery stenosis and occlusion. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy. No evidence of pulmonary edema. Metabolic acidosis likely from the Diamox. Other chemistry is stable. Continue present regimen. No indication for dialysis. Come back in 6 months.